Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. Today we hear from Scott Knutson, a documentary filmmaker from Bemidji. Scott has just completed a two-hour documentary, Resorts of the North Woods, featuring resorts of north central Minnesota. It'll air Thursday night at 7 p.m. on Lakeland Public Television. Scott tells us about some of the resorts featured in the documentary and the filmmaking process.
I thought it was really important with this documentary to focus on what made each of these 10 resorts unique. Basically, all resorts are on a lake. Basically, all resorts have cabins. Basically, all resorts have a lodge. But they're all different, and they all have their own personality, and that's what I wanted to bring out in each of these resort tours that we take the audience on. I'm Scott Knutson, and I'm a documentary filmmaker. What we're looking at is a timeline of a two-hour documentary I just completed for Lakeland Public Television on Resorts of the North Woods, is the title, and it's on resorts in north central Minnesota. This is a graphic representation of all the individual little cuts. Audio is on the bottom, and then video is on top. It's something that Lakeland's wanted to do for a long time. And this is the largest single documentary project that's ever been attempted at Lakeland. And I'm actually really proud of it. I had some reservations and was a little bit nervous about a two-hour documentary. I've never completed one of this duration. So yeah, I was a little bit nervous, but staff producer directors helped me with the edit, doing some assistant editing work, and Andrew DeZingle, who's a volunteer DJ at KBXE, really came through. He did some great interviewing on this, and I'm really proud of how this documentary turned out. Minnesota resorts are unique. Each offers its own special qualities, atmosphere, and even culture.
There's always been a tie for them to be here if they come to the resort. Either Uncle Charlie owned a cabin on the lake or Aunt Mabel lived in Pequot. But there always seems to be some kind of family tie to the area that draws the people here to begin with.
Each resort is as distinct from the next as the friendly, fun-loving people who own and operate them. We visited 10 different resorts throughout the Lakeland Public Television viewing area. We tried to get a vast geographic difference, and we also wanted to really get resorts that were different from each other. So we covered resorts all the way from, I think the northernmost one is Pamouche near Bemidji, and then we went all the way down south to Grandview and Craigens and Rutgers and Madden's, down in the Brainerd viewing area of Lakeland Public Television. And then many in between. Crowing Crest in Akeley was a real favorite. That's where we started out at. Kim Bowen at Crowing Crest was so knowledgeable. She knew so much about the history of resorts in Minnesota. It's something she's been studying for a long time. And what a fun place. Resorts have gone up and down. They've experienced growth and decline, and we kind of touch on that in the documentary. And I was sort of curious about it too. I didn't necessarily know too much about resorts going in, even though I'm from here. I never really stayed at a resort or anything like that. It seems to me that the one constant thread to these surviving resorts is that they made them survive, is that they put in hard work, and rather than sell off cabins one at a time for a lot of money, they kept their resort together and they grew their resort and put in the hard work and sacrifice of their own personal privacy and all of the things that come with running a resort. They did that, and that's why their resorts are here and not broken up into lake cabins sold to people from Illinois. Since this was such a large project, there needed to be a plan. Oftentimes on a smaller documentary, like a 12-minute segment of Common Ground or even an episode of Common Ground, I'll just sort of zip in, grab what's going on, and then make a story that the audience can understand out of it. Common Ground is a Lakeland Public Television arts, culture, and history program funded by the Legacy Amendment. So the difference
in making this two-hour documentary, Ray Gildow, a contributor to Lakeland, he is on Lakeland Currents, and then our program manager, Jeff Hanks, developed a list of questions, interview questions, that we asked all of these resort owners. I knew that we needed to do a little bit more than an interview process, so I also asked each resort to provide a tour, and then after filming the interviews and tours, then Andrew DeZingle and I would go around and film B-roll, basically get beauty shots of what our interview and tour subjects were talking about. And from that, the story was told. And this documentary could have been told in nearly an infinite number of ways. There was so much media, so much footage. But I thought it was really important with this documentary to focus on what made each of these 10 resorts unique. Basically, all resorts are on a lake. Basically, all resorts have cabins. Basically, you know, all resorts have a lodge. But they're all different, and they all have their own personality, and that's what I wanted to bring out in each of these resort tours that we take the audience on. So yeah, the documentary is broken up by resort. The first three quarters of the documentary is touring the 10 different resorts, and then the last 20 minutes talks about some more abstract ideas, how resorts have affected the culture, the future of resorting, and yeah, what resorts have done for North Central Minnesota. I call this documentary filmmaking. I always wanted to make B-movies, vampire movies and zombie movies and, you know, action-adventure stuff. And not because it's kind of fun and cool, but I think that in that genre you can also sort of deal with some issues that you can't necessarily deal with in a non-heavy-handed way in a drama. And I think that in those less serious genres, you're able to examine parts of humanity that you can't otherwise do without seeming super heavy-handed. But that being said, the way my life has gone, I've been fortunate enough to volunteer at Lakeland Public Television, and then when the Legacy Amendment funding started, get to work on Common Ground and move up to being the managing producer of Legacy-funded productions here. So I feel very fortunate to make documentaries to lend insight to Lakeland's viewers. It's more challenging, I think, to tell a concise, clear story with what's essentially found media. It's not like I'm making a narrative film where there's a script and a storyboard and a shot list and you, oh, I got that, check it off the list. Got that, check it off the list. I can tell the story with these images. With documentary, you go out, find what's real, and then help the audience understand a part of what's out there. And I feel very, very honored and privileged to do so. There I am again in the credits. Look, Mom. I got a cold and my fever won't drop. My head's aching and the chatter don't stop. I sing my heart out and the crowd won't pop. Out here a thousand miles from my home.
That was documentary filmmaker Scott Knutson. His documentary, Resorts of the North Woods, airs Thursday night on Lakeland Public Television. This story was produced by Tammy Bobrowski as part of Area Voices, telling the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.
Scott's a dynamite filmmaker. We're lucky to have him in this neck of the woods.
And an all-around good guy.
Very much so.